Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Well, we're coming into the latter portions of Hanukkah, but we got lots to talk about into next week as well. But friends, tonight, the Hanukkah menorah will be lit as it has been every night by Jewish folks. They're going to light the Shamash candle, the one that stands higher than the others. The servant candle, and then use that candle to light the appropriate number. And I lost count. I think this is light six.
But then, after the candles are lit, Jeff, the menorah itself will be placed in a prominent spot that others can see it, usually in a window.
Letting the light so shine. Hallelujah. The significance about Jesus is so powerful. The light that stands above the others, the servant that stands above the others, that gives those candles their light from the servant. The servant gives out the light, and then the light shone in the window. Let your light so shine. Hallelujah. But there's even more. But another very traditional thing about Hanukkah, in addition to the giving of gifts and some of the other things we talked about, is
we haven't talked about eating potato pancakes yet.
Oh, we haven't. Let's do that for a minute.
It's food, yes. Let's talk about
latkes.
Latkes, potato pancakes. And the reason we eat them at this time of the year is because they're fried in oil.
Mm-hmm. And the oil.
They're so delicious.
One day's oil burned for 8 days. That's the significance. So you can eat potato pancakes. Usually they're thin. They're chopped up, and then they're fried in oil, and they're on the thin side. We put sour cream on them.
Some people put applesauce.
Yeah. And they're really tasty.
They are tasty. Now, in Israel, they eat sufganiyot, which are basically a jelly donut. But they're also fried in oil. Again, using oil to remember the miracle, the traditional miracle that the oil lasted for 8 days when there was only enough physically to last for 1 day. And yet they wanted to light that menorah, the candelabra, in the rededicated temple. And they, by faith, put the oil in, and it lasted for 8 days.
More on that part next week. It gets really significant, and where do you see how Jesus fits into that, too? But as we've said in previous programs here about Hanukkah, that it's not really a synagogue-oriented event. It's a family event in the home. There are services, of course, at Shabbat, Friday night or Saturday morning in the synagogue during Hanukkah, but it's just not so much about going to shul for Hanukkah.
No, some synagogues have Hanukkah parties.
But
it really is a home event. It's really made for children with the spinning of the tops, the dreidels, the lighting of the candles, and the singing of songs.
Yeah, and one of the very traditional songs that's sung at Hanukkah is Maot Tzur.
Yeah, my rock, my refuge.
Yeah, some people might say rock of ages, but it doesn't really mean that. It really means rock refuge. And it's a reference to God, of course. And what's really neat about this song, and some of you may know this tune anyway, but what's really neat about it is in the very first line, we have our favorite word.
Yeshua. Yeshua was Jesus's name. You know, remember, when Mary, called her son, she called him Yeshua. Jesus.
Meaning salvation.
Salvation.
And here's just proof of it, friends, that in Hebrew, they use the word Yeshua all the time when they go to say salvation. That's the word they use.
So we're going to sing the first verse or so of Maot Tzur.
We might not get through the first verse.
We might, which is the very, very traditional Hanukkah song. And listen for the word Yeshua. That's Jesus's name in Hebrew.
All right, let's give this a shot.
Maot Tzur Yeshuati L'chane L'shabeach Tikon Beit Tefilati V'sham Toda Mizabeah.
That's enough already.
Yeah, but it goes on. My favorite part of it, Jeff, we'll translate what we just sang in a minute, but my favorite part is, and thy word broke their sword.
Hallelujah.
When our own strength failed us, and thy word broke their sword. When our own strength failed us.
Hallelujah.
Yeshuati, Jesus is our salvation.
Hallelujah. We're Messianic Minutes, friends. Check our website, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua mishachinu.
May the Lord bless you, and may He keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah. Jacob.